one of the very few reports tackling that particular issue based on comparative data. And of course, also this report has a kind of difficulties, because what I didn't underline is that we, of course, due to the way how data is collected or what type of data is available on the level of the member states, we also had to kind of reduce the approach. So this report is underestimating even the level of racial discrimination, racist harassment and crime, because we managed only to cover first and second generation, for example. But racism do not stop or does not stop after two generations. So we have the third, the fourth people who are living in the member states for many years. So the question was, to what extent this is based on stereotypes or on proper and comprehensive decision making to the colleague from Botswana, and what happens next. So I think that the results of this survey fed into the development of the EU action plan against racism that Commissioner Dalli just presented. So it had an impact to inform the policymakers where actions are needed. So with regard to policing and illegal profiling, with regard to discrimination and harassment, and of course also very important to awareness of rights. So people, even if they experience discrimination, very often they do not look for redress. So it is important on the one hand to focus on enforcing existing legislation and making redress mechanism effective. So I agree also with the second comment by South Africa. Legislation is not always enough, but it is necessary and important to make it really effective and to have an effective implementation. Because if you don't believe that reporting discrimination would change something, you're not going to look for this. And if it takes like time, 2 to 3 years, and at the end you don't see it really stopping at the workplace, or when you look for a job, or when you try to access the housing market, or to the healthcare system. So I think effective legislation is important, but it is not enough. And I agree with both comments. You need to work on changing the existing stereotypes and attitudes and xenophobic thinking, either through effective sanctions, or also through education and consistent education with regard to tolerance and racism. So this is something that has to continue. And from our side, the agency is starting now to develop the next survey in 15 member states, and where people of African descent are significantly represented again. And we will produce another round of data in order to help the member states and the EU institutions to see progress over time. So we will try to continue our work in the collection of data. And what is mentioned in this action plan on racism, I think we cannot continue not to collect such data. So there are examples in particular member states where the countries try to do their best in order to collect information. Like in Germany, there is a Afro census, which is ongoing at the moment. But there are few examples. And of course, it is important to have an agency that collects data on a regular basis. But I think the countries should do that themselves, because if you want to disaggregate, to analyze intersectionalities, then you need bigger data sets with more information that would allow countries to assess progress over time. And from there are other actions that could be done, like EU member states should consider, for example, developing specific measures to counter discrimination in access to employment and at work, particularly as regards lower quality of employment among people of African descent. And in line, it could be done in line with the principles of the European Pillar of Social Rights. Such measures could include actions to promote diversity audits, for example, in public and private enterprises. Also the collection of data on that level, but also actions to strengthen the facilitation of the recognition of educational or training qualifications from non-EU countries, which is still at a very low level and presents a hurdle to many people that bring in their educational certificates. Or actions encouraging the recruitment of underrepresented groups in the public sector. And here social partners should be actively involved in the design and implementation of such measures. Also with regard to housing exclusion, so member states should step in eradicating housing exclusion, and in particular when this is linked to racial discrimination. What we see very often, the accent, how people talk or their name is a hurdle when they access the labor market. So here, I think legislation plays a role, and most importantly, sanctions plays a role for the private, but also public sector. And what could be done with regard to housing exclusion, member states should develop measures to improve the quality of municipal or social housing. These are very clear actions that could be done, including as regards overcrowding. Yeah? And these measures could be done in close cooperation with the local housing authorities. So I hope I managed to reply at least to a few of the questions.